A very good morning to Francesca Rudkin.
Good morning.
We are going to start our films this morning with Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
After centuries of peace and prosperity, an unknown force wants to destroy all we have created.
Agents Valerian and Laureline, you have less than 10 hours to find the threat and eliminate it.
Let's get to work.
We need the two of you to be the guardians of our future. Your destiny is in your hands.
I think I can say this every week. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. So this is a film by Luc Besson, the French director, who's also responsible for sci-fi films such as The Fifth Element and also Lucy. And I think that this is probably his most ambitious galactic sci-fi to date. Valerian and the City of the Thousand Planets, that short, snappy title, it's actually based on a graphic novel series. And it is visually stunning. There is absolutely no limits to what Besson has created here visually. His imagination just has, he's on fire. He's created this world around a planet called Alpha. And there's a really neat opening sequence that plays out to David Bowie's Space Odyssey. And it's from the present day where you have our international space stations. And then you see how over a thousand years that this space station grows into this metropolis, which literally has 17 million inhabitants and aliens from every corner of the universe. So it's kind of, it's still really an international space station, but it's this massive, massive sort of metropolis. And it's from here that sort of peace is kept in the universe. And this young couple who are sort of like special government agents, played by Cara Delevingne and Dane DeHaan, they are called to Alpha because there's something mysterious happening. There's someone's, you know, trying to disrupt the harmony, and it's their job to come and help the commander, played by Clive Owen, to try and work out what's going on. It's a really cool idea. There are some great ideas in here. Like, there is this virtual market that they go into, which is incredible. You know, so you flick between what they're seeing in this virtual market and then a desert with nothing in it but people walking around. There's some really clever ideas in here. It's got everything. It's got action scenes, underwater scenes, quirky characters, every alien you could possibly imagine. We go to a red light district where Rihanna entertains us, although I'm not entirely sure it's her on that pole the whole time. Just wondering. Yeah, there you go. This is getting a little interested there. Yeah. The visual effects are incredible. Weta Workshops had a hand in them. But there's just no heart to this film. It just doesn't grab you. You don't jump on board and go for a ride. You sit there admiring it, but you kind of leave going, oh yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Everything worked out. Yeah. It just doesn't move
grab
you. And I don't know whether that's because the visuals have overwhelmed the story or whether because the story itself is actually quite simple, but they've tried to make it more complicated than it is and it doesn't quite work. And there's a few plot holes and a few things that don't quite make sense. And it's almost like if the story was as much tension as the visuals had, then it would be spectacular.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw this in 3D, and I don't often sort of recommend 3D, but the 3D does work for this film.
Okay. What's your verdict?
So I gave it 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 for the snappily titled Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Next up, we have something a bit different, an Irish film called A Date for Mad Mary.
Do you want to go on a date sometime?
What?
A date.
What are you on about?
I believe you're looking to find someone to go to a wedding.
It's exciting, isn't it? No.
Like I know her. Okay, so A Date for Mad Mary is pitched as a romantic comedy, and it does have a gentle comedic edge to it, but it's not really. It's more of a serious relationship drama / coming of age, coming out story. And it's been screening in the New Zealand International Festival, and it opens in Auckland now and will then continue to open around the country. And dear Mary, she's so unlikable, but I just loved her. She's a wonderfully complex, flawed character, and I think what works in this film, which is the debut, it's the first film from director Darren Thornton. And what I loved about it is he's created this character who on paper and even on screen frustrates you and isn't terribly likable, but you get right behind her and root for her. So Dear Mary has just come out of prison. She's done 6 months in prison for assault. And she's come back to her little Irish community where her best friend Charlene is really happy and getting married, and she just doesn't fit in anymore. And you can see why she doesn't fit in. You meet her mother and her grandmother, who is actually priceless and has the best lines in the film. And you can see that poor Mary just grew up being tough and fighting, and she just doesn't know any other way to be. And so this is a story about Mary trying to get herself sorted. And it is. It's just absolutely delightful. And I think, it does unfold in a slightly predictable manner. It sort of hits the emotional beats you expect it to, and there's the ups and downs. But I like the way there's sort of certain information is held back and that it was released kind of when you needed it. And I don't know. It was just nicely crafted. And once again, just a character to get behind and to root for.
It sounds really cool.
I like Mad Mary.
I like
A Date
it
for Mad Mary.
What do you give it?
I give it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 for A Date for Mad Mary. And that first film again, you know it by now, Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. We'll put Francesca's reviews up on newstalkzb.co.nz, and you can read them at nzherald.co.nz as well. Hey, I went to Dunkirk. I never go to movies. I went to Dunkirk.
Did you
do it
on the big screen?
Yep, I went on the IMAX, and it was amazing.
Did you get seasick?
Nah.
Oh.
But I did, but I walked home afterwards. It was
you
nice to have
a bit
some
of fresh air.
Yeah, it wasn't that I was like,
just...
it was just an intense experience.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. That soundtrack.
I think it was very clever the way there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
No backstory, no wasting time.
No, I like that. It was just kind of, all the tension was built through music and through pausing and through noise. And I thought that was very clever.
I'm so pleased you went to the movies.
Yeah, I know.
Good boy.
Like
we'll try and get you to one more before the end of the year.